Welcome to Fit to Be Real.
And a little extra.
And Wawa. Sponsored unofficially and absolutely not sponsored by Wawa.
I knew this was going to happen. Dean's with us today. Yes, honey. Yes, honey.
He can have a Reese's. He would really like a Reese's.
He's in the other room in a closed area. We put the TV on. He's eating lunch and he still needs me.
But did you remind him to not talk?
No, I forgot.
So that's on you.
I forgot to tell him that it was quiet time.
When we used to do this without the video and it was easy to edit.
Yeah.
Better. I mean, I'm sure I could edit videos, but I haven't figured that out yet. So audio was easier to edit. It would be like all you would hear was shh. I told you not to. And I'd have to cut all of it out.
Now we can't do that. So
we said go and he was like, Mom.
Yeah, it was the perfect timing.
So quick, you know, insert here. If you've been an avid listener, we didn't talk last week.
No, we kept our mouths shut.
Well, kind of. We had a big dance recital that is our end of the year Super Bowl in the dance studio world, and it's just kind of hitting me. It hit me hard last night.
I was talking to Christina, who you guys know is our Pilates teacher, and we both agreed, like, yesterday we got hit by a bus.
Yeah.
Not Monday.
No, Monday I was still things got wound done up. Things were planned. Yeah. Things, you know, it was great.
So we had four shows this weekend plus like 7 hours of rehearsal 2 days in a row the week before, so it's been for an entire week, crazy. And it was done Sunday night at 10 o'clock, but on Monday, I was still like, okay, I need to go food shopping. We have to still teach. Like, I was on the go.
It was back to, like, reality, but we had the time, because dance was over, to get more stuff done. So for me, I was like, I need to get as much stuff as I can. Yeah. And I did, and it felt really good. Like, I felt good about Monday.
Yeah, I woke up Tuesday, like, hungover from no drinking, just being exhausted.
I was okay Tuesday morning. It hit me last night. I sat on the couch at the end of the day, and I was like, oh, yeah, I'm crashing. And yep. I'm feeling it hard today.
And the numbers were lighter than usual last night. And Christina was like, I wonder why. I was like, because everybody in our area, a lot of people in our area had the recital or a recital in a neighboring studio
this past weekend. Not as good, but it's fine.
Yeah, definitely not as good. But it's a big recital weekend. And every mom is exhausted from recital weekend because it is an exhausting weekend. So if you weren't in class because you are a dance mom, you may get a pass, because if we didn't work and do this for a living, I don't know if I would have shown up last night.
Oh, my God.
Because it's hard.
But let me tell you, reset to the nth degree was what my Monday, Tuesday have been. Like, full-on life reset.
Oh, yeah.
It's almost like we get to January, you know, like after the recital. It's a new year.
Well, everything gets put off and we say, I'll get to it after the recital. I'll get to it after the recital. And now the recital has come and gone. And now I'm like, oh, I don't really want to get to it.
I don't want to make the doctor's appointment or the dentist appointment or the hair appointment or the chiropractor.
No.
I will do the massage, though. I will make that appointment.
Don't touch me. No, thanks.
Okay. So, yeah. So thank you for staying with us and understanding that sometimes you just have to take a moment because there was no way.
Yeah, I think they understand. I think we have a hard time understanding.
I think millennials have a hard time understanding. I think it's collective.
The hustle culture generation has a hard time. Yeah, I have a hard time skipping or not doing something that we're supposed to do.
I was giving you the mic.
Oh, I'm a hustler, baby. I thought you wanted me to drop mic. I was going to drop your mic. And then I realized they're expensive and you probably don't want me to do that. And just for the record, I'm wearing pants. I'm wearing shorts. They're on. They're there.
Ooh, hard to tell.
Hard to tell, but they're there.
Look past the cactus and the Wawa cup. I have a jungle of sunflowers in front of me. I didn't even see it when we did the camera check.
There they are. There are the shorts.
Put your butt away.
So, it's 88 degrees today.
Yes. So, last thing I'll say, you all have now met Pedro.
Yep.
Padre. Some of you are now calling him.
Padre the podcast.
Pedro. He was introduced to Recital World, Recital Weekend. He did fantastic of just, you know, smiling. And I don't think I've talked to you. I don't think I've seen you. We get home.
Yeah, yeah, you told me.
Oh, I did. Mm-hmm. And he was telling me how he's going to re-choreograph things. And he was like, these are better options. This is what I'm thinking in my head. And we had a whole conversation. I was like, tell me more. Tell me more. That's probably the extent of what I wanted to talk about the recital. Like, the moment it's done, I was like, I don't want to think about a recital.
Right, right, right.
I don't want to look at one. I don't want to think about next year. But he had some pretty good ideas.
Well, he was in the sound booth doing lights, the light and sound booth, for 2 full days straight. So he watched these dances multiple times.
And brought his taco costume.
He did?
But never put it on.
Ah, boo. I would have loved that.
I know. I told him to put it on and like march up there during the teacher dance.
I would have cried because that would have distracted me and I'm not good on the spot.
Ugh, that's what he said. He was like, it'd be too distracting.
I would have done worse than I already did.
Moving on. Talk about propaganda.
Wait, we have yet to introduce ourselves.
I'm Victoria.
Hey guys, I'm Carly. We used to be so good at that. And now it's getting later and later in the podcast. We're just going to have to like put it at the end.
And Lenny's getting larger. Airplane.
Is it Lenny or Leon?
Leon.
Leon.
It was an L. That's the extent of the brain power this week.
What a good movie.
So we are going to now talk about real things. We're talking about the trend that's going around. Mm-hmm. Carly was in on the trend. She was trending.
Because you guys know how much I love a good trend. On Instagram, not TikTok. Not cool enough for TikTok. I'm still on the Insta.
Yeah. She's not Facebook. She's Instagram.
Yeah. I have moved on from Facebook.
Yeah.
I still check it every day.
We're proud of you.
Thank you.
Oh, why?
I don't know.
The most random things on Facebook.
I don't know.
But we're going to do the trend of the propaganda we're not falling for anymore trend.
Yeah, we're not going to fall for it anymore trend. You said it fine. I don't know why.
She's acting. She's full on auditioning right now for life. And I think we'd call her back. I'm not sure if she's going to book it yet, but she's definitely getting the first callback.
I did get a lot of callbacks, not a lot of books. What is propaganda? Because I know, you know when you know a word, you hear it so often, but you don't know the actual meaning of it?
Most words for me, yeah.
Well, you knew what this meant. I did not actually know what it meant. Propaganda is information, especially of a biased or misleading nature, used to promote or publicize a particular cause or point of view.
So everything Carly says is propaganda for her cause.
I have so many causes. I have so many causes. I want to propaganda you.
Are you propagandizing right now?
Yes, it's a verb.
It's a thing.
It's a verb. And Victoria said, what did you say to explain propaganda to me? It's at the end of the commercial.
I think of it like marketing or like the campaign ads of, you know, what the heck do they say? I just said it to you.
I know. You said,
I approve this message. I approve. Like, yeah. That's propaganda of what they're trying to sell you, what they want you to do. A lot of commercials kind of have,
yeah, you know, it's a bias. I don't know. And like you said, for their point of view. There's no middle of the road. It's a specific point of view and they're trying to sell you something or they're trying to make you believe something or they want you to believe something. So, you know, it's not always factual.
I feel like that is what social media, we talk about social media almost every week about how much
we hate it.
However, we doom scroll and we scroll all the time. So we hate it, but not enough.
Can I, before you go on, if I could say this.
You may.
Okay, thank you. This would be 100% true. If we didn't need a CFIT business page, yes. I would be off social media 100%.
Yep.
100%. And I know people don't believe me because I post a lot. I do. But if I didn't have it for the business, because I have to have a personal page to have a business account, I would get rid of all of it.
Yeah.
I would delete it off my phone and I wait for the day that I can do that.
It's a weird... weird double-edged sword having a business where people are the point and like communication and the community is the point. It's fantastic. That's why we have our business. But when it comes to the social media of it and what we are okay with posting about,
mm-hmm.
I'm okay with, it's weird. I think this isn't going to make sense, but like, I'm okay
it's
with
not
posting what I want to post, but that doesn't mean we're friends. Like, because you know that information.
Yes.
That doesn't mean you get to come talk to me about it person to person, face to face, when, because you, but at the same token.
You put it out there.
I put it out there. You feel comfortable to talk to me about whatever you want to talk to. You think we're closer than we are, or you have the right. I don't know. It's weird. I'm a very observational person, and I'm a very
private person.
Private, but also overly aware of other people. So even if like people post things, and I would never walk up to them and talk to them about what I saw online, unless it right. was like, oh my God, I saw you went to a concert. How was it? Like something stupid, something vague, something menial, but like important stuff, or I don't know. I don't know. It's a weird line.
Yeah.
It's a weird line.
I know. And you don't, well, she doesn't post very often. I post daily. Even my 77-year-old aunt made fun of me the other day. She was like, oh, I felt like I was on the vacation with you. And I was like, thanks, Vic. Because I posted every second of the day. And she's like, oh, I opened my Instagram and oh, there's Carly again.
Well, with your vigilance, you should wait until you get home.
I do. I very much do wait until we're either driving home or I'm after the after the thing. But she was just making fun of my amount of posting. And as much as I wanted to be like, Vicky, I was like, you're right. I don't like it either. It is a habit. It is an addiction. And if I could get rid of it. Yes, Dean. Okay.
Your tummy hurts?
And you're cold. It's 88 degrees out.
Okay, stay in there.
We're almost done. We haven't started.
We haven't started yet.
But anyway, so yeah, we talk about social media. We don't like it. Yeah, you can have a Reese.
That's why your tummy hurts.
But I'd love to be more present for his tummy ache and his Reese consumption, but I'm constantly on social media.
Hello. How are we?
Maybe his tummy hurts because I gave him a bunch of Reese's to keep him quiet. Okay, propaganda.
Propaganda.
You go first. We each have three that we are not falling for this summer.
Okay. Propaganda I'm not falling for is the idea that business owners should keep their personal beliefs to themselves. And I was on that when we first really opened and like got bigger. I was on the like, don't tell people what you think.
Right.
Just people are here to be. And I still kind of believe this a little bit. People are here to run away from whatever happened during that day so they could work out, maybe laugh a little, have a, you know, a good time and do something good for their bodies. Like it doesn't have to be other things. However, with the state of the world and I don't know, not giving any F's anymore of who I am and what I want and what I believe, I don't think the small business should stay quiet.
Yeah, I agree, especially with it being Pride Month. And we very much support Pride Month all months, not just in June.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But we always do a big Pride whole month of themes and, you know, everything's colorful and we love all
that. The theme is rainbow.
The theme is rainbow and happy and joy.
And self-inclusion, like inclusion and,
yeah,
you know, self-love, all of it.
I think back in the day, even more so, we were like, well, we're not going to celebrate that or not celebrate it, but like we don't want to talk about political beliefs.
We didn't want to exclude. Well, the fact that it's political is why I think we want to talk about it now. It's not a political thing. It's turned into what you're for and what you're against. Just like the American flag has turned into what you believe and what you don't believe. Things have changed. And I am not for keeping quiet anymore.
Yeah.
And if you're not okay with that coming to my business, then I will figure out how to get someone else to pay the money that we're going to lose from you because you're not going to come back.
Correct.
I don't care anymore.
I 100% agree with you.
Yeah.
And I think
it's good because we're partners in a small business. That's good.
Fantastic. Glad you're not falling for that propaganda anymore. All right. My first one. It actually has to do with fitness. It is propaganda. Hold on.
Do you need a Reese's?
Okay, ready? Propaganda I'm not falling for anymore. There are certain foods that melt body fat. That is literally the blanket statement of propaganda. That is a lie. There are no foods that melt away body fat. Those are words that people put together to sell you a story so that you buy it or listen to it. Or, you know, I'm just not going to, I used to click on all those things on Instagram.
Ugh.
And Facebook, like, oh, this superfood or this melts body fat. Like, I'm going to click on that. Eh, don't do it anymore. Don't fall for it. It is a lie. Just when you see stuff like that, no, nothing melts away. Nothing happens quickly. It all takes time. And I have been a victim of it myself. And I am no longer falling for these, like, what are they called? Not code words.
Clickbait.
Clickbait. Just don't fall for it anymore. It's not true.
Bless you.
There are no foods that melt body fat.
Mom just sent me a video last night.
Okay.
And it was a guy, you know how you can superimpose yourself to be in the camera, but it's just like his head talking.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody was scrolling. It was a scroll through of frozen blueberries at night melt body fat overnight, and like other hacks of weight loss and whatever. And this guy was talking. So she sent it to my text. I'm stopped answering her DMs. So she's not sending them to me directly via
my
phone.
Same.
So you're not the same. It's not the same.
Okay.
So I don't know. So I clicked on it and I'm watching it and I was like, what? I didn't know that. What? That doesn't make sense. I don't believe that. Then I looked at his face. The words don't match his mouth. It's AI generated.
Yes.
I have no idea who made up the word. I don't know who's speaking. I don't even know what credits this kid has in the video. And I was like, Mom, this is AI. But she doesn't see that because she literally can't see this tiny little mouth that's not making any sense. You have to be very, very careful and vigilant with AI these days, whether it's pictures, words, audio. We're all screwed.
I know.
But that's so funny. Did she send you that?
Yes, of course she did.
Why didn't she send it on the group that we're all in?
Because she, I don't know. I'm not sure why Mom does 90% of things that she does.
Just 90?
Yeah, the 10% I do understand.
Yeah. Actually, that makes sense. The 10% that I'm like, oh my God, your mom. That makes sense.
Well, I want to tell you how you can melt body fat. You want to know? This is how you melt body fat.
You murder someone.
You go outside on an 88 degree day with a weighted vest and you walk in the heat. And that is how you melt body fat. Take a walk. Go actually do the work. Don't eat blueberries at night.
But like every day do that.
Right. Consistently. But that's how you melt body fat away. That is like the blueberries at night is just words put together that don't mean anything.
And like if that were true, think about it. Why don't we all know that for decades?
Right.
You know, like silly, ridiculous. I like it. Moving on. Propaganda I'm not falling for. Needing to have it all figured out by 30 in timeline order.
Nope.
30, number one. Ooh, we're both past that.
Oh, I'm almost 40.
I know, but I was going to say 40, but no one thinks it by 40. They really do think it by 30. Like, the social construct is 30, that you should have the marriage, the house, the dog, the kid.
I don't have it all figured out.
And we know.
Okay.
The business. But, like, that's what we all thought growing up. 30 is old.
Yeah.
30 is, you know, you should have all of these ducks in a row. So I was going to say 40 because we're not 40 yet, but I don't think anyone believes 40 is too late.
Right. 40 is midlife.
In terms of the, you know, you can't roll your eyes. It's technically true.
Shut up.
40 is not, having it all figured out by 30, that's one thing. The two-parter is the fact that it has to be in timeline order. Because I always thought it had to be in timeline order.
Oh, yeah.
It had to be.
You do things in a certain way, in a certain order, by a certain time.
But who made that up?
Mom.
No. I mean, yes, but no.
I mean, the world.
I know, but like I want to know who the first person was to make it up that it had to be this way that we've kept for decades.
I was going
to
say, I think they're dead.
And centuries. Yes, Carly, they are.
Oh, okay.
Of course they are. I mean, obviously things change and shift over the years, and they definitely have, like, I don't know. Mom got married at 28. That was old.
Yeah.
28. For that time, that was old.
But I did things weird. I got married at 25 and that was real young.
No, it's not. No, it's not. It's not. They're getting married at like 21, 22 now.
What?
They're back to, yes.
We're going backwards.
But they're also getting divorced by 25.
Yeah.
Because now divorce is something that can just happen. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, well, you know.
Yeah, it was like a shameful thing, divorce. And now it's just like, oh.
Everybody gets divorced. Everybody talks about it. It's always in the news, whatever. But I'm not even just talking about marriage. It's like you should have all of these things, should be the operative word, that we make laws in our own mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I did it. I did it forever. I still kind of do it sometimes. I'm not going to lie. There's some things that I'm like, yeah, but I should know what I'm doing. I should have this down. I should, why am I still questioning it like this? Or why, blah, blah, blah. No, I'm not doing it anymore. I don't care.
And I think that goes along with your first one. Like,
what was my first one?
Just feeding into what the world has said is to be. Like, you're not feeding into that anymore.
I like how you said that.
Is to be. I was going to do a Cockney accent.
As to be.
But then I realized nobody would take me seriously, but nobody takes me seriously anyway.
Propaganda.
All right. I like that one. I like that one. The next one. Propaganda I am not falling for anymore. Victoria's going to laugh at me. And guess what? I'm here for it. That I need to dress my age.
You never have.
I think I dressed a lot older. I feel like everybody does this. When you're younger, you want to be older. And then when you're older, you're like, oh, why'd I do that? I want to be youthful. And I think I dressed like a businesswoman from 20 to 30. I always wanted that like black pants, collared shirt. I wore like vests. I don't know, whatever. My style was fine. But I saw this thing on Instagram where people are like, you're 50. You can't wear that crop top. Well, you can if you want to. There's no rule book that says when you're 50, you can no longer wear this type of outfit. And I'm not going to do that anymore because I'm always like, oh, my jean shorts. Should I stand up? My jean shorts are very short. And you know what? I don't care. Hold on. Oh, whew, that's a shot.
Crotch shot.
But yeah, I don't care. My jean shorts are short.
She does want to do OnlyFans.
Listen, how much money will it bring in? But yeah, they're short. They're not inappropriately short.
Sit down.
Okay. I went to the park in them and played with Dean in them, but I don't care anymore.
You always did that. She would try clothes on and be like, this is too tight around my butt. It's too short. I'm like, for who?
Yeah.
You look fantastic. Who cares? But also, it's not. So there's a bit of prudishness with you when it comes to your clothes.
Yes.
In that sense, like you don't want to show things off, even though... I don't know why.
Well, yeah, I don't know. But I
agree. She'll gyrate on a class full of people, but won't wear a bodycon dress.
Fully clothed, I will twerk my little...
You're not fully clothed at work.
Okay.
This is fully clothed. I just came from it. No. Mm-mm.
Well, like last night's a class, I wore little shorts and a shirt that only had a front and no back.
A bib.
And
she wore a bib.
And I don't care anymore. I think 10 years ago, I would have been very self-conscious. And now I'm
because
not.
You were self-conscious. You weren't in the body that you're in now.
Right.
So yes, you were self-conscious.
I still have conscience.
Confidence?
No, I still have. I'm self-aware. Like I'm like, oh, wow, this is a tiny outfit. But I think I have confidence now instead of.
Right.
Like, I could have worn it 10 years ago, but I didn't have the confidence. No, now I couldn't have. All right, I got to go look at
just
pictures.
Kidding. I'm just kidding. Yeah, it's definitely how you feel about yourself.
But I think it's an age thing.
But I thought about it. I do that to you, too. I'm like, does this look too young? Yeah. I don't want to.
You always say that to me.
You don't want the perception of, like, wow, she's trying really hard.
Yes, I think that's what this whole thing is about.
But, yeah. But... I'm hit or miss with that. There are some things I think I've said that to you with of like...
You say it all the time.
I did when I had the clothes that made sense to say that to. I haven't in like a year because everything I have is big and baggy and hiding. But when it's... When you feel good about yourself, you don't care.
When you feel...
When you feel good about yourself, you're like, of course you can wear the... Everybody can wear the tiny shorts. But there was a time I don't think you had that in you to be like... I can wear these because I can. You were like, I can wear these, but I shouldn't.
Right.
It's very different.
And I would like, but what I'm trying to say is I still feel self-conscious sometimes because I don't want to feel like I'm trying to look like a 20-year-old. Because I'm not trying to look like a 20-year-old. I just like a certain style of clothes.
Well, the 20-year-olds are wearing what they wore in Friends in the 90s, so...
Yeah, they're wearing my clothes.
Go with that.
Okay.
Like, who cares? I like that.
Not falling for it. I'm going to wear whatever I want.
With this aesthetic, then you got to leave me alone and let me wear what I want.
Oh, no. It depends on what you wear.
I have pants with rainbow mushrooms all over them.
Yep, I bought them for her. I don't know why
I did that. As I fit in them, I'll be wearing them again. Okay. Propaganda, I'm not falling for. The social construct that wanting to be organic, homeopathic, economic, nature-centered is hippie and or crazy.
And dippy.
And dippy. There is such a thing of like an eye roll or like a scoff or a, you know, a side eye to, yes, the hippie, the hippie's the only way to say it where it just makes the most sense. The hippie lifestyle of like, I'm not feeling great. Let me go outside. Let me get some sun. I don't want to take any medicine yet. Let me see what I can do. Or there's a bunch of like apothecary books now of like, what rosemary can do to help you in this situation, or ways that garlic can help you instead of taking Advil, Tylenol, ibuprofen, name them all, naproxen, I don't know. Like, organic food is way more expensive. That's why it's hard to buy. But, like, there's a reason that it exists.
Yeah.
And it's not crazy or, like, she's out of this world. She's out there. She's a, like, hippie. He's a hippie. Oh, they want to wear, like... natural clothing,
sustainable
living. It's I'm so over that being like looked at in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, and I agree, and I think I really tried that when the kids were little. I was like, Mom tried to get me those little jars of baby food, and I was like, no, Mom, I'm making her food because I don't know what's in that. How can I put that in my little baby's body? And then I tried for like a week and it didn't last long. But
because it's hard work.
It's hard work. And I think that is the main point. It's harder in the world that we live in to live like that. Nobody wants to do it because everything's moving so fast and everybody wants a quick fix and a quick meal and a just microwave it and a blah, blah, blah. But I think because it's harder, I think if everybody just took a little more time, it wouldn't be that hard.
I saw this, I don't know who she is. She might just be like a normal person, but she popped up on my newsfeed and she was saying that like, basically the goal that everybody has usually is to advance in their career, make the most money for themselves, be comfortable in that position and financial window. Like that's everybody's goal. So, 'cause you want to be comfortable in life, right? But she was like, I don't want that. I want to be my goal is to be a well-rested human.
Mm.
I want to be well-rested. So if all I need, and she was like, I did the math, I crunched my numbers, this is what I have to make for me to be flexible and I want to go to that event. I would like to stay in and sleep. I don't want to get up and out this early on a weekend or a work day. I would like to see my friends on a Wednesday night for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
I want to live my life and be well-rested. If we all had that goal, we wouldn't be in the grind of doing things fast and instant.
Right.
We'd all be more sustainable. We'd have the time to do it. I saved her because I was like,
do you know who it was?
I want to be a well-rested person.
Yeah.
That's the only goal I want. I don't want to grind until I'm like burn out and then have to take 2 days to recover from a long weekend. Like,
yeah,
it never ends. The cycle just never ends.
You just like start over every Monday.
I want I think that's a great goal because I know I'm never going to make a lot of money.
So you want to make enough to just sleep?
Yes.
I'm kidding.
But she was talking about living life.
Yeah.
I want to make it so I can travel. Sure. I want to go visit. A staycation's not going to break my bank.
Yeah.
A vacation's not going to break my bank. Going out to dinner a couple times in a month.
You guys go out all the time.
In a week.
She goes, a week.
I was like, that's a great goal, and then you would have more time to be sustainable, care, just caring about.
Keep talking. I'm gonna look for something that I saw.
just, that's good. Just caring about like recycling. People roll their eyes to it.
I know.
I don't understand it. And I'm not falling for it. I don't know. It goes with like, I'm not going to keep my mouth shut on things anymore. But like, I'm not going to be like, I know. I'm going to be like, no, I'm right. You're wrong.
So in you saying that, it reminded me of somebody that I follow. And she's like the happiest person in the world. Her name is Emily Loftus. And she posted, maybe the reason we're all so exhausted isn't that we're doing too much, but that we're doing too many things that are out of alignment of who we are.
Yeah.
So we're doing all the things that maybe we're not passionate about. And sometimes you have to do things that you don't want to do.
Hold on. You took your finger off and now all the stories are just gone.
Sorry. It's her. She's telling me about her day.
Propaganda.
Propaganda. But I know you have to do things you don't want to do sometimes. Not every day you can just get up and be like, I'm only doing what I want and I don't care about anybody else. That is just not realistic. Most of the day, is the point is to do what you want to do and do what you're passionate about. But I think the reason, think about it, why you're so tired is because you're doing things that don't align with the things that you want to do every single day. And then it adds up and it adds up and it adds up and you're exhausted.
Yeah.
So if we did things that we wanted to do and just left that, I'm all about the 90-10. 10% of the day.
It's very even percentage.
97%, 3%. You don't. You know, you have to do the things that you don't really want to do. I think we all would be less exhausted. What happened? The TV went off.
Okay, go to sleep.
We're
take a nap.
It is his nap time. And that is the thing he does not want to do, but it makes him not exhausted.
We're going to keep this short, but I just read living in a state of exhaustion. Like sleep deprivation, exhaustion. Like, I think it's beyond just like, I'm burnt out. I'm tired from this week.
Yeah.
Like a heavy level of exhaustion is the equivalent of blowing a 0.5 alcohol.
No way.
Scan. Yeah. What it happens to your brain is
you're buzzed.
You basically, like, you're in a state of drunk and you shouldn't be driving and you shouldn't be making decisions.
That's mom every day, all day.
That's you every day, all day. What do you mean? What are those? You live in a state of like drunk driving if you do not take care and rest yourself.
Yeah.
And that's a scientific thing. And I can't tell you how, but I saw Kristen Bell and Megan McCarthy talk about it.
So it's fact. So propaganda.
It's real.
Propas be ganding. Gonna put that on a shirt.
I love that you just repeat anything. I'm gonna make it a fun game to say the most ridiculous things and have you just willy-nilly repeat. You didn't even know what I said until you stopped talking.
Propas be ganding.
And you went, yep, propas be ganding.
I'm waiting.
Every time I look at the goddamn moon, I hear your voice. It's so annoying.
Okay, propas be ganding. Yeah. I agree with that. I think everybody is overly exhausted from doing things.
Are you drunk? I think you're drunk right now. I, honest to God, there was a little more in your churro coffee today.
Oh, it's churro cinnamon. It's so good.
It's
reminds me of fall.
So good.
Okay. My last prop is beganding that I am not falling for this summer. And you're not going to believe me, but I have come to terms with it this year, and I feel like you can agree that if the workout doesn't leave me completely drenched and sore and passing out, that it didn't count. That is not true, and I this year feel that I know that. That's why I started doing yoga.
Ding, ding, ding.
That is why I started doing yoga.
You started doing yoga because I started doing yoga.
That's true. But then I realized that, well, actually, it's hot yoga's. So I do leave drenched. But if you hold on.
Your prop is not ganding.
My prop is not ganding. If there is a workout, like what one of the things we really, really don't like when people say is like, I didn't burn a lot of calories in that, or like, I really didn't sweat. That does not mean the workout didn't count. I didn't wear my watch. I make a joke about it all the time. I make a joke because I love making jokes and it's just who I am, a comedian. What
She's
can I
say? She's a jokester.
I'm a jokester. I make jokes. I know that the watch, if you forget your watch or you forget to turn it on, the workout still counts. I know that. But what I'm saying is if you leave a workout and you don't feel like you have to pass out, guess what? The workout still benefited you and you still did a lot.
It doesn't mean it wasn't a good workout.
So all those things online and all those things, the commercials that you see, like, oh, this is the biggest calorie burner. It's a killer workout. It's going to leave you, like, breathless. Who cares? Work out, move, go walk. Like, it does not matter the intensity of the workout as long as you're moving. And I, this year, have not fallen for that. I do love a good sweat. You know I do.
Well, sure. Especially when you want to be sweating. Like, there's definitely a reward in leaving a class or your own workout or a run outside and being like, oh, I did something. Like, that feels good in the body and the mind. But that's not going to happen if you're taking a tone-up class where there's no weight to... Actually, that's not true.
That class is...
if you're taking a yin class, a yoga class that is not based on movement, it's more about, like, stretching. So it's slow, it's calm, it's fantastic. I would like to get certified in that, actually.
We don't have time for that. I don't have time. You can't. No. No, we can't do this.
It's happening.
Again.
And now I put it out there. That's still, like, beneficial. But you're going to walk out and be okay to go to the store. You know? Like, that doesn't mean it's not
a good for workout. The body.
I'm literally just saying what you're saying. I'm doing what you do. So, I agree. I completely agree. I don't believe you.
What?
I completely agree.
But I do feel, you know that I do.
Take your watch off and start working out without your watch.
I did the other day when I forgot it.
That's not the same. That's not purposeful. I will say, I started wearing my watch again. Wow, you could fit the microphone in your mouth. Ah, oh my God. OnlyFans, here she is.
How much would I get for that?
A lot.
Okay, sweet.
Yeah. Wear those shorts, you're good. I started wearing it to... just track my walks again. I forgot how much my route was of, like, is this a mile? Is this a mile and a half? Is this 2 miles? Because my dog's gaining weight because we haven't walked a lot in May.
Yeah, you haven't had the time.
Time, and it was raining every day. But, like, it makes a difference. And I really started to gear up for her because I want her to live as long as possible. But then I was like, I actually want to track this. I'm not going to do it for my workouts, but I'm wearing my watch for my walks.
For your walks.
For the mileage and just, like, am I walking fast? Am I doing anything for this? The other day, my pace was like a 19.
Yes.
And for me, that's really, really slow. Some people, really that's slow. Like, great. But that's a really slow walk. And I was just leisurely walking. And I was like, I don't care. I'm going to do this for 2 miles.
And who cares? That's great.
I know.
And I'm not saying don't track your workouts.
I agree.
I'm not saying don't track your workouts. But every workout does not have to be the hardest workout you've ever done in your life. You guys have to go up and down.
It shouldn't be.
Yeah, it shouldn't be.
And it's
be.
Not going to be. So if you think it is, joke's on you.
So those prappas, be gandin.
Don't let them be gandin.
Don't let them be gandin.
Yeah. This was fun. I like this. It was.
Tell me that you want this to be over without telling me you want this to be over.
I'm sorry, but you have a Reese's nap to get to. So it's really not up to me. But also, I'm hungry and I would like to eat lunch.
And I take a nap with Dean every single day.
That's bullshit.
It's a prappa that I will always gand. Duh. I don't know what I'm going to do when he goes to kindergarten full day next year and there are no naps because he is almost 6 and still takes a nap every day. He's a very energetic little
propaganda,
man.
I'm not falling for it. You can still nap even though he's at school.
No, because I feel like...
Why? It's not productive. Yeah. It's not helpful.
Yeah. No?
You're drunk.
I know.
You're sleep drunk all the time. Why not give yourself that nap, that boost?
Yeah.
Who cares? It doesn't mean you're not productive.
I know.
Everything you just said just got discredited.
No.
Believe nothing she just said.
Okay, Victoria, take a nap every day. How would you feel? Great.
Fantastic. Okay. What's the question? What do you mean? That's rest is productive.
I'll probably just have another baby to nap with.
You're all invited to my funeral. I will let you know where it will be held.
It's okay. You guys will all be invited to my next wedding because it'll be with somebody else.
Well, you didn't have to do it by 30, so that's okay.
There you go.
So this was fun.
Yeah, it was
we
fun.
We are going to move on to the day as well as you should. But I think this is something fun to think about. I think with so much... as much as we're joking about it, but so much propaganda and so much things being thrown at us in the media, in the social media, and probably the little bubbles that we live in where
yeah.
I walk away from people now. I just am like, this is not something I want to talk about because I don't agree with you, number one. And number two, disagreeing with you will get both of us nowhere but aggravated.
Well, in this world right now, you cannot agree to disagree. It's just they're too far opposite to agree to disagree. So I find myself doing what you do and just like walking away and being like, I can't deal with this right now.
It's a shame.
Yeah, you can't. It's very hard to have a conversation where you are different. I hope that changes for my kids' sake, you know.
Well, it starts with you. You know.
So I should teach them to walk away.
No, it starts with you of like what you believe and standing for it. And kind of what we're talking about. Oh my God. Of what we're talking about today. Right. Propaganda I'm not falling for is another word for boundaries. These are my boundaries. Yeah. I'm not dealing with this anymore. If you don't like it, be gone. And if you do like it,
be here.
Please sit down.
Be here.
Please be not gone.
Propas be gandin. If you don't like it, be gone. If you like it, be here. That is your tip and your extra tip of the day.
Yeah. Is your propas be gandin?
Do you want to be here?
Where are your kids?
Do you want to be gone?
What was that commercial?
It's 10 p.m. Do you know where your children are?
Do you know where your children
are? Yeah, they're next to me scrolling. Yeah, I know where they are, unfortunately.
Oh, Jesus.
No, that's not mine because they don't have phones and they won't. But like that's this generation. Like they're probably home scrolling.
Yeah, that's true. Nobody knows how to socialize. Okay, we're really going to go now. You've gotten a real tip. You've gotten an extra tip. You've gotten way more tips. You've gotten a little OnlyFans show. What more could you ask for?
I did. I went to the park in these shorts. Oh, well.
What's wrong with that?
I don't care anymore. I'm only going to wear a one-sided shirt. Will I wear the front or the back? Hopefully the front.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph. They're too busy to handle you. They're busy. Figure it out. So with that said, we always hope you are fit to be real.
And always allowed to be a little extra.
For legal reasons, we have to tell you that this podcast is meant for entertainment and educational purposes only. We are not healthcare professionals. For all of your health, wellness, fitness, and self-care needs, please refer to the medical professional in your life, your primary care physician, your therapist, a certified coach, whoever it may be. And then let us know what they say, because I guarantee we need to know it too. Okay? Okay, bye.